Jake Allen is a Michigan-based singer-songwriter. He's a virtuoso fingerstyle guitar player who's also a composer of melodic songs that draw on a variety of musical styles, from pop and rock to ambient exploration. He has a percussive instrumental style and a soothing voice that informs his original music. Jake began playing at an early age, learning guitar, keyboard, bass, drums, and harp, all of which he performs on his studio records. And he's toured the United States, Europe, China, and Japan. He did a residency in Lithuania where he composed many of the songs that are on his new album that's coming out later next year. He'll be bringing his artistry to Grand Rapids for the next WGVU pop-up concert at the new Listening Room on Wednesday, November 20th at 7:30 with doors at 6 p.m. Here's a sample of Jake Allen performing the song Lascivious live in the studio. I spoke to Jake Allen by phone about his upcoming concert and asked him about the recording of his new album.
It's coming along slowly but surely. It's like I'm in the mixing phase, so this is kind of the hardest phase for me because it's kind of the final chance to really get everything across how it's supposed to be perceived. And I kind of go down some rabbit holes sometimes and get a little lost. But so I'm kind of, you know, whirling around in that, but still maintaining some sense of order at the same time.
So are you yourself doing the mixing, or do you rely on somebody else to help mix?
For this record, I had a co-producer who helped me with the some of the engineering, some of the recording engineering. But as far as the back end of it, I pretty much do all of the mixing, just because I think that's such a crucial part in the record. So yeah, I'll be mixing it all myself.
Now, how's the new material and the album itself different from Deviant Motions?
Well, Deviant Motions was kind of a drawn-out process over the course of maybe 5 years. I spent just kind of letting ideas come to me rather than really actively pursuing songs. So it was much more natural, and this was more of an effort. You know, I went to Lithuania and did a writer's retreat specifically to write the rest of this record. So I had a couple songs, and then I'm like, you know, I need to put these on a full album and have this body of work. So it's a little bit more, you know, aimed, and there's some intent behind it.
Well, now, and your music straddles a variety of worlds, and I just wonder how do you feel that you yourself, that you've evolved since you were that teenager who just wanted to rock?
Well, I lived quite a bit, and I, you know, got outside of my comfort zone and traveled the world and explored and found the ways that other people think about life and kind of related that to the way that I do and found the, you know, the harmonies and the dissonance in that relationship with my own view of the world and the way the world is. And I think that's kind of been the catalyst for my writing for the last decade or so, has been really just absorbing life experiences and trying to put myself out into places where I'm not necessarily comfortable. That's kind of been my muse.
And do you have a regular practice routine in terms of working on your guitar chops?
I wish that I did. I spend more time working on the recording aspects and the business aspects than I do really sitting down and practicing. So when it comes time to write a song or play a live show, that's kind of my main form of practice. I do try to make it a point to pick up my guitar at least, you know, once a week and just have fun with it, because I mean, I think that that's the one thing that you need to really maintain and nurture is a sense of fun if you want to, you know, have endurance.
Now you're coming to Grand Rapids to perform at the WGVU pop-up concert, and will this be a solo performance or are you coming with your band?
It's going to be a solo performance. So pretty much whenever I perform now, it's solo, but it's pretty much, you know, acoustic versions of the songs you hear on the record, but I love playing with a band so much that I've implemented a lot of live looping and a lot of like interesting techniques that make it feel more of like a full band experience. And that in itself has kind of taken on legs and became its own thing. So it's solo, but it feels like more than solo, I'd like to think.
And you referenced your world travels. Do you have any plans for next year to be leaving the United States?
Yeah, I'll be going back to Europe to do some clinics in Spain and France and a few other countries. And then I think I might return to Lithuania around release time for the record and maybe start, you know, really starting the campaign there and kind of doing a full circle type of thing where I go back to the place where it was written to release it and share it with those people there first.
Jake Allen. He's performing at the next WGVU pop-up concert at the new Listening Room in downtown Grand Rapids on Wednesday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. with Doors at 6. Here's the song If You Fall Apart from his most recent album, Deviant Motions.
Baby.